Parshas Re'eh, Tovshin Ayin Dalet. The Torah speaks about going to the Beis HaMikdash and bringing all of our sacrifices there. And then the Pasuk goes on to say in chapter 12, Pasuk Zayin 7, you will eat the portions of the sacrifices that you're supposed to eat before Hashem, U'semachtem b'chol mishlach yedchem, and you will rejoice with all of your offerings, everything that you bring. If a Jew committed any type of a sin or wrongdoing, he would bring a sacrifice to the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach would be able to atone for whatever sin the person committed. Today we don't have a Mizbeach. The Gemara says, Shulchanoi Shalodo Mechaper Kemizbeach, that the person's table, a Jew's table, has the ability to atone for sins, just like the Mizbeach did. One of the requirements that we see here by the Mizbeach is, in these korbanos is, usmachtem b'choil mishlach yedchem, a requirement that every korban had to be brought with simcha, with happiness and joy. During the time that the sacrifices were being offered, the Levim would play musical instruments and sing on a platform. Rav Nosson Zal, in Yoredeya, Hilchas Trefois, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Beis, the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus tell us that from the time that Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Eitz Hadas was Toiv and Ra, good and bad mixed together. Hashem had told Adam Arishain to stay away from that, to stick to things that are pure, not things that are mishmash, mixed up. Adam and Chava made a choice to partake from Toiv and Ra, from a place where good and bad were mixed together. And as a result of this, the Ruach HaAdam and the Ruach HaBehema got mixed up together also. We know that a human being is comprised of a soul and a body. The soul is the driver, the rider. The body is the horse. When a rider and horse cooperate, when the rider is calling the shots, when he's setting the direction, they can move successfully. When there's a disagreement between the horse and its rider, we could imagine what the results of that can be. When there's a debate between the body and soul, who's leading, who's making the decisions, that's what causes chas v'shalom all the behemius, the animalistic instinct of a person. They're driven, again, after animalistic desires, base desires. It's because of the fact that from that time, from the time of the Eitz Hadas, Toiv Ra, these two have gotten mixed up together. The Behema and the Adam are not distinct. It's not, the lines are not drawn clearly. What's Behema, what's Adam, and who defines the direction? And therefore, Rav Nosson Zal explains, the main tikkun of eating properly, when we talk about a human being eating is one of the main procedures that unites the body and soul, that keeps them together. And therefore, at the time of eating, it's extremely important to separate the human from the animal. Rav Nosson Zal says the avoida, the work that a person has to try to elevate themselves so that their table can be a mizbeach, can be like an altar for sacrifices, is when the person separates the behema from the adam and the person acts with true dignity. And in order to be able to accomplish that, this requires simcha. This requires happiness. And this is why the Torah says, Leich echol besimcha lachmecha. Go eat your bread with joy, with happiness. Whereas, when a person is depressed, angry, nervous, that's the opposite of simcha. That's all the opposite of simcha. And again, we learn this lesson from the Beis HaMikdash, where the food was on the highest level of holiness. And one aspect of the holiness was each one of those sacrifices was combined with song and music.